Good morning. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I am so glad and honored that you're joining us for our program on this wonderful Lord's Day. Well, we have been studying together the book of Ruth, and we are in the third chapter. And this morning, we're going to learn about the great kinsman redeemer and the rest that he provides for our souls. So don't go anywhere. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's study God's timeless truths together.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, we're going to be right with God today, and we're going to have to understand. If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that he is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Good morning. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and I'm just really excited to be able to be a part of this ministry, and I'm excited that you're joining us here this morning. It is Mother's Day, and I want to just say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening to the program today, and I hope that you'll spoil your mother. I hope that you have the opportunity to do so. And if you cannot do that, I hope that you'll take some time and reflect on your mother's influence in your life. And I just appreciate my mother. And I want to just say on the record that my mother was a wonderful, godly woman who prayed for me and loved me. And I'm just so thankful for her influence in my life. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve the Lord. One day he's coming back, and this could be the day. What an exciting day it would be. You listen to the words now of this song. This could be the day.
Thank you.
This may be the day. It's a reminder that Jesus could come back at any moment. And I pray that you are ready for his return. The Bible teaches us that in Christ we have confidence that we would not be ashamed at his appearing. And I hope today that you're in Christ. I hope that you're born again, that you're a child of God. But I also pray that if you're a Christian, that you are living for the Lord Jesus and that you are giving him your heart and your life as you are committed to serving him. Well, we are continuing our series in the book of Ruth together, and we are in Ruth chapter 3, once again. I'll read a few verses here, and then we will jump into our text. Really glad that you're joining us for our program this morning. And again, I want to wish all the mothers that are listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry from myself and the Kitchener Baptist Church, Happy Mother's Day. I pray that your day is filled with great blessing. The Bible says in Ruth chapter 3, "Then Naomi her mother-in-law said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou was? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do." Now, we obviously have different cultural acts here in this passage of scripture. This was very common in Bible days for this event to take place. We talked about last week the plan of redemption, and we noted last week a proposal for rest. The posture for rest, of course, is humility and submission. And we looked at the promise of redemption in this passage of scripture, as well as we looked at the life of Horatio Spafford and the rest that is offered to Naomi is indeed a wonderful spiritual rest. It is the rest for the soul, and it is the rest that I hope that you have today, that you are confident, that you are born again. I pray that you're confident, that you know Jesus as your Savior, and that you have a home waiting for you. This is the proposal for us to go to Boaz. And today I say to you, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, if you are searching for rest for your soul, as Jesus said, come unto me, I say to you, go to the Lord, because he wants to give you that wonderful rest for your soul. It's the greatest thing in all the world.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
So let's continue our thought here of the promise of redemption. Let me read some verses here. Verse number 6 of Ruth chapter 3. It says, "And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning. Inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of the kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of the kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of the kinsman to thee. As the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning." So Ruth comes to Boaz. She, in humility and faith, asks Boaz to redeem her. Now, it was customary for this to take place. It was a customary request for a widow seeking a kinsman redeemer. And I also believe that it foreshadows someone coming to Jesus in faith for salvation. A couple of thoughts I want to highlight in this passage of Scripture, if we could, this morning. First of all, I think we notice the compassion of Boaz in verse number 10. We notice that Boaz recognizes that she desires to follow the will of God. She didn't chase after her own pathway. It's listed here in verse number 10. But she was a virtuous woman who desired to follow God with her life. And Boaz shows great kindness to her. Can we jump back to Ephesians once again in our study here this morning? And can we illustrate our lives coming to Jesus and God's love and God's compassion toward each of us? Now remember, in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul is writing to Gentile people. And he writes in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together," or the word quickened means to be made alive, "hath made us alive together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." The "us," of course, is speaking to the Gentile people. And it is God's incredible kindness toward us that I believe is illustrated in this passage of Scripture. Not only do I notice the compassion of Boaz, I also consider the cost of redemption. Now, the idea of a kinsman redeemer in the life of Ruth has, of course, many legal requirements. It wasn't as simple as maybe it looked on the surface. You see, in verse 12 in our text, we notice a kinsman who was nearer than Boaz that was found. Boaz would fulfill what the law required. It would be done the correct way. Now, the Bible says in Romans 10, verse 4, that Jesus is the end of the law, the end there, the telos. Here it isn't speaking of it coming to a close or the law coming to the close, but it's speaking of the fact that Jesus is the destination or the fulfillment or the goal of the law. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. Jesus came to fulfill that very law. The law shows us that we are all lawbreakers. It shows us that there is a standard, that's the law, that is unattainable for us to get to. Jesus is the lawgiver. And Jesus came as the law keeper. He was under the law so that he could save us, the lawbreakers. You know, salvation isn't pushing the law aside. It isn't forgetting what the law has declared, that we are sinners and lawbreakers. Salvation is Jesus taking our consequences for our sins upon himself, shedding his blood as the atonement for that sin, fulfilling the law, appeasing the righteousness of God, and yet still declaring the sinner. Romans 3:26 says, "To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Thirdly, I want us to notice not only the promise of redemption, but can we also notice here the provision of redemption? If you have your Bible nearby, can you look at Ruth chapter 3, verse 15? It says, "Also he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city." Not only did Boaz promise redemption, he also provided abundance in her life. You know, when we become a redeemed child of God, when we become a part of God's family, it is an incredible blessing. You know, if you're a child of God today, if you're a Christian and you're listening to this program, you understand what I'm talking about. The hymn writer said, "Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever I am. The promise of Jesus is abundant life. And there's a token of blessing in verses 15 and 16. Boaz gives Ruth 6 measures of barley. It is a down payment of this coming redemption. Ephesians 1 verses 13 and 14 speaks of the fact that we have received the down payment of the Holy Spirit, of our salvation. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And I hope you notice the connection there in the Bible, that the Spirit of God, he indwells us and he leads us and he guides us into all truth. And the Bible says he seals us. He's the down payment, the earnest money that God will finish his redemption in our life. This is our glorification. But also there's a time of waiting in verses 17 and 18. The Bible says, 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said unto me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. And she said, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. What a great picture of the promise of Jesus' future redemption in our life. It's also the picture of the Christian in the world today. You see, as a Christian, we're serving and we're trusting him until we see him face to face. Just as Ruth needed a redeemer, we also need Jesus today. And I hope that you are born again. I hope today that you are a child of God. And if you're a Christian today, I hope that you are resting in the provision of God for your life today. What a wonderful blessing to rest in the Lord. The Bible says it this way in Psalm 27, verse 14, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. What an incredible picture today of the Christian in the world today, occupying till Jesus comes again. And so again, are you resting in God's provision? Today, are you trusting in Jesus?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. you can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.
We are thrilled to announce our Vacation Bible School on July 7th to the 11th from 10 to noon for ages 6 to 12. Your children will hear exciting Bible stories, play games, get prizes, and will serve refreshments each day as well. There is no cost for the program, and you're welcome to join us for as many days as you're available. Come, and also invite your friends and family for our Vacation Bible School at Kitchener Baptist Church. It's on July 7th to the 11th. We hope to see you there.